841 at WEOL. In honor of our game against the Rascals, I thought I would throw that up to you.
Not bad, not bad. You like it?
Andy Bulbarts, voice of the Lake Erie Crushers, joins us. Good morning, Bull.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Well, we're doing okay. You had a doubleheader yesterday.
That was a very quick turnaround for those guys. I mean, that was an interesting start to a series because they had to finish a game that was suspended due to rain all the way back on May 14th. And, you know, the last few times we've talked, you talked a lot about how the roster's changed over the course of the last 2 months. And I didn't get a chance to take a look at the lineup card from yesterday, but I imagine it was pretty messy going all the way back to that game that began 2 months ago. But the crazy thing is, they finished that game. They were supposed to play another game after that, and then it rained like crazy, so they couldn't play. So they had to play two games yesterday, which was a remarkably quick turnaround because, you know, you figure they got on the bus about 6 o'clock on Monday to get down to River City, which is probably about not quite a half hour west of St. Louis. So, you know, they got in the middle of the morning and then had to play what they thought was going to be a doubleheader later that night. Waited around for a while until they found out that that game was going to be rescheduled for a doubleheader that played during the day yesterday. And, I mean, that's a pretty big doubleheader sweep for those guys yesterday to come out on top of a game where, well, the odds are just kind of stacked against them.
On that makeup game, do you have to play players who were on the roster then if they're on the roster now?
No, the league is pretty flexible when it comes to that, knowing that there are a lot of interesting circumstances. I mean, you know, heck, for the Crushers, they had a totally different manager and a totally different coaching staff than the one they had when that game began back on May 14th. So the way they do it is, you know, the league understands how that works. They just say, look, the guys that you started in that game that are still on your roster, obviously you got to keep them in. And then any new guys that you have, you can insert them into the lineup as you see fit. So the league, again, they understand the levity of that situation.
What's the name of the pitcher on the other team? Is that Z Silent? I'm trying to – Jason Zardowski? Is that? Did I get that right?
Wait, from the continued game?
Right, yeah, I'm looking at the stats from that.
Zeb Sneed started that game. Is that the guy you're talking about?
Well, I'm looking at the lineup here or from the thing, and it just says he played for, it's for River City, I think, because he got the loss for that. Zgardowski. I'm looking at the names on the list here. Well, just always curious because you get different players, and it's your job to know who and how to pronounce all their names.
I mean, that may have been a guy who was actually in that game and ended up getting the loss from 3 or 4, you know, 2 months ago, but I don't recall that name for some strange reason,
right.
But yeah, I mean that could be a typo too. Who knows? Maybe he was in there 2 months ago, and for some strange reason, he was just left in there when he shouldn't have been. That kind of stuff happens. It almost seems like there were a lot of things that just kind of got held up in time, or just maybe didn't make it the last 2 months.
So you're still on the road. What else do we have in store for the Crushers in the coming weekend? In the week?
Well, they finished that series today. And then they go over to the Corn Crib in Normal, Illinois, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. So that's an interesting series, which could offer at least a little bit of redemption, simply because Normal came here, and Normal went to Lake Erie last weekend and pulled off a sweep. So, you know, as strange as it is, with those two wins yesterday, we're a long ways into this thing now, so we've got about 6 weeks left thereabouts. They're still very much in the playoff race, as weird as that sounds, because they're, you know, 3 games below 500. But nobody really seems to be running away with it. At least that last spot is up for grabs. See, in the past, at least the last 2 or 3 years, when they were a 14-team league, you had 6 teams get into the playoffs. Now that it's back to a 12-team league, only 4 teams get in, so they take the 2 division winners, and then they take the 2 best records on top of that for the wild card. So the first division winner seems to be locked up in the other division, in the Western Division. The Crushers play in the East. So they're still about 4.5 games behind the division-leading Joliet Slammers. So even that's not out of reach. But it seems like one playoff spot is pretty much wrapped up. But the fourth wild card spot, that's held by a team that's playing 500 ball right now. And Lake Erie's got seven games essentially left against those guys, and that's Washington. So that last wild card spot's not out of reach because they're only, I think, a game and a half or 2.5 games out of that last spot. So these are pretty big games coming up. And I think when we talked a couple weeks ago, I mentioned that if they're going to get back into this race, they have to start winning on the road because in the first half of the season, they didn't play very well on the road. But, I mean, with the two wins yesterday, they've officially won another road series. So in the second half of the season, you know, they've won two of their three road series. And going back into the first half of the season, they've won three of their last four series on the road. So they're finding ways to win on the road. And because of that, they're staying in the race.
Well, we're fortunate this the month of August pretty much is heavier on home and then away games. But it's the time where they're going to be playing a lot of games in a short period of time, and hopefully they can be there in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the first half of the season, they played really well at home. I mean, they opened up with five straight wins at home. So, I mean, I take that back. They opened up with eight straight wins at home. So, you know, they haven't played as well at home of late because they were swept by Normal last weekend at home, but who knows? I think they kind of ran into a buzzsaw. Normal was playing really well at the time, and Normal's still doing pretty well. So I think they may have just caught Normal at the worst possible time. But, I mean, let's not forget that at the end of the first half, they swept the first-place Joliet Slammers at home, too. So playing at home can certainly be a very good thing for these guys, and they've been a very good home team over the last few years, given all the changes. So I think playing at home will certainly be at least a little bit of a boost for these guys, but you know they're at the very end of a road trip here with six games. They come back for three in the middle of next week against Southern Illinois, and that's a team that's playing really well. And then they go right back on the road again for six games. So they won't be at home a whole lot here for at least a little while. But as you mentioned, at the end of this stretch, you know, where they come home for three next week and go back on the road for six, they then have a nine-game homestand, and they'll be home for a very good chunk of the remaining portion of the schedule. So let's just hope they could take advantage of that home cooking.
Yep. Well, no matter what you call the place. Right now it's the Old Pro Freight Stadium, but the naming rights will be up for bid. So who knows what it'll be called in the coming season. We like any home games as well. Those are the fans will be there to support them. No matter what. We'll talk again next week, Bull. Have a good week. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. You have a good weekend.
Sure. Andy Bull Barsh, Lake Erie Crushers play-by-play here on AM 930 WEOL. And just a reminder, we got the Crushers on the air coming up on Sunday. The Indians play against Oakland in the afternoon, and then we've got a 5:30 game against the Normal Corn Belters from the corn crib, as Andy said.